Hannah Hazeagle of Lodgepole on the Fort Belknap Reservation uses a sewing machine against the backdrop of construction noise on the Salish and Kootenai College in Pablo to make a kickball.
You put it on the ground with how many ever kids you have, and you just kick it to a distance. You have a marker on the other side, and you kick it down there, and you turn around and you kick it back to where you started from.
Hazeagle says you can have multiple children per team, and whichever team kicks it over and back first wins. She says you can use a hacky sack and sew on a long tail, or you can make it from whatever fabric you have around, fill it with sand and buffalo hair, or beans, or rice if that's what you have around. Hazeagle is in Pablo as part of the first Traditional Native Games Conference and Games, organized by the Browning-based International Traditional Games Society. Executive Director Craig Falcon says the organization started in 1997.
Oh, the spark came from middle school kids. And they asked their teacher, what kind of games did we play back in the day? And the teacher had no idea.
Falcon says the students went to religious leaders in the community who connected them with other groups and cultural organizations.
And then it just kind of blossomed from there. The Blackfeet games came first from our traditional societies. There's children's societies, there's adult societies, and each of them had different games.
From there, Falcon says they started talking to college presidents, and the college presidents talked to other college presidents and their cultural directors from different tribes, and it kept growing, with more games coming in. He says now they have about 120 different games from different tribes. Falcon says this focus on games has a deeper cultural significance.
If you just hear it, you think of games, basketball, football, tennis, whatever, just a game. But if you look at the culture behind the game, these games were used as life skills tools, conflict resolution tools, healing tools.
Falcon says many of the games are spiritual and they can heal families and trauma. He says research being conducted by neuroscientists is proving this connection.
That's the concept that we want to share with youth and adults, because there has been a breakdown in cultural identity. Since the reservation period started, the mission schools and boarding schools pretty much stripped all those things from families on how to be healthy families. So what the games brings back is the family values, the cultural values, the values for the land, the values for yourself, self-respect and community respect.
I don't know, everybody keeps making them different. So, see, this guy must have been taller than me.
Hannah Hazeagle takes a smooth stick from a willow out of a barrel of dozens of such sticks. She holds it up to her leg, and it reaches higher than her hip. These sticks are used for double ball, which she describes as another family game. Teams will use the stick to pick up, pass, and throw onto different parts of a goalpost a small dumbbell-shaped bag. Other games involve memory, dexterity, math, and yelling.
And they're also running scream sticks. You take off running with your stick like that and take a deep breath and run as far as you could, but you gotta scream loud and it's wherever you take your next breath, that's where you stop.
Falcon says it's all about creating healthy bodies and healthy minds.
The game part brings in the healthy body part, but the healthy mind and heart and soul comes from the concepts of what the games teach, their origins.
Falcon says they hope to keep growing and strengthening these cultural connections. Katrin Fry reporting from the Flathead.